Okay, good afternoon, everyone. It's always good that we join together, and I'm thankful that you joined for our Friday Word of Inspiration and Prayer. I'm going to get right into the Word of Inspiration, but I like to always pray over it. So let us pray over the Word of Inspiration. Father, we thank you. We give thanks unto you. We thank you for your greatness, for your kindness towards us. We just give you all praise on today. Thank you for the lives, oh God, that will even be encouraged on today because of the Word of Inspiration. May those who are on this line and those who will hear the recording, God, may they receive what you have to say and may they be blessed by it. May they rejoice in your words. May they even be healed by your word. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to look at the scripture found in Philippians, the third chapter. Philippians, the third chapter. And I'm going to look at verses 12 through 14. Again, that's Philippians 12 and 14, actually 13 and 14. And it says, "Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid a hold of it yet. But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." Today's word of inspiration is entitled, "Release It." So today's word of inspiration is entitled, "Release It." And when we look at the up the definition for release, it's defined as to free from confinement, bondage, obligation, or pain, or to let go. So to release a prisoner or to release someone who's in debt. Another definition is to free from anything that restrains, fastens. So today's word of inspiration again is entitled, "Release It." So today I want to encourage you to release it. Release it. Stop holding on to the thing or things or even that person or persons God instructed you to release. Just release it. Don't think too hard about it, but just release it. And while you're releasing, I encourage you to seek God's face like your life depends on it. And I want to remind everyone to put your phones on mute. Like your life depends on it. Whatever pain you are feeling because of what someone said or did, release it. Whatever shame you may have because of what you may have said or what you may have done, release it. I was just talking to a young lady a couple of days ago when she was sharing with me some things that she had done in the past couple of months. And I had to encourage her to don't sit in it, but to release it, because that's what the enemy wants you to do. He wants you just to sit in it and to get your mind so boggled in it that you cannot be free. Whatever pain you are feeling, you need to release it. I'm reminded of a song by Vicky Winans. And it's entitled "Release It." And some of her lyrics says, "Release the hurt, release the pain, release the shame. Who cares who's to blame?" And I love those words because we need to learn how to release the hurt. We need to learn how to release the pain, and we need to learn how to release the shame and stop trying to blame everybody else and even yourself. Who cares who's to blame? The bottom line is that we need to learn how to release it. And I just want to encourage you to let it go and to move forward. Think about when you touch a hot plate. When you touch a hot plate and that plate is very hot, what do? You let it go right away. Why? Because it's hot and you don't want to burn yourself. Why do we hold on to stuff that is hurting us? It's time for us to release it. Move on. Stop handing the enemy the key to your freedom. Stop handing the enemy the key to your peace. Stop handing over to the enemy the key to your joy and release it and walk in your freedom. Walk into your destiny. Walk into your purpose. Walk into your assignment and release it. Release the very thing that you need to release and seek him like you've never sought him before. The sooner you release and let go, the sooner you will be free. Understand that God has a plan for you. Stop backdating your destiny by holding on to the things that you don't need to hold on to. Remember again, Philippians 3, 13 and 14 that I just read. Brethren, I do not regard myself having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching toward to what lies ahead. Now, let me just talk about this scripture real quick. Understand that the writer of Philippians is the Apostle Paul. And before Paul was named Paul on the Damascus Road, he was known as Saul. Now, Saul, who is now Paul, he persecuted the church violently. He even played a big part of having one of Jesus' disciples, Stephen, stoned to death. And he could have allowed guilt and shame cripple him for that. But what did Paul do? Paul forgot what was in the past. He did not allow his past to haunt him or even trip him up in the present. Neither did Paul dwell on his sufferings. Neither did Paul dwell on his beatings, because he was beaten himself. Neither did Paul dwell on the shipwrecks that he was in and the different imprisonments. But Paul forgot the disappointments and challenges of the rebellious church members and false teachers and even persecutions. But instead, Paul focused his eyes on a vision of his master welcoming him home to saying, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." We cannot look back. If we do, we'll get burdened down under the weight of our past memories and failures. How many of you are guilty with that? I remember back in the day when I ran a track in high school, and I was pretty good at it. And I ran the 100 and the 200 yard dash, and I was the last leg in the 4x100. And I also did long jump. But in the 4x100 race, there's a baton that you have to either pass or receive. And the first leg of the 4x100 race would have to pass the baton, and the second and third runner had to both receive and pass the baton. And the last leg had to receive the baton. But in my training, we was taught to never look behind to try to grab the baton, because looking behind would slow you down. My job as that last leg was just to run, start off running and take off as fast as I could. And the third runner's responsibility was to keep running fast and to place that baton into my hand. I was not to look back, but running full speed ahead, looking toward the finish line, just being laser focused on that finish line. I just put my hand out behind me. And once that baton reached my hand, I would close my hand and I would begin running. And I love where Paul said over in Philippians 3:14, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. And this is what we have to do. We have to press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. When I received that baton in my hand as that last leg, and I was running that last 100 yard, I was pressing and I was running toward the goal, focused, being razor focused, focus on what's really important. Trust God to bring you through the process. Forgive and love and allow God to heal and deliver you. And even as I close this word of inspiration on today, I want to share this ancient story that I once heard that I absolutely love. And the story is about two Buddhist monks who were walking a river in total mid silence. And they had taken a vow of chastity, and they could never speak to or even touch a woman. And as they walked along the river, they see a woman who is desperately trying to get across the river to her child, who was on the other side. And it is a fast flowing river, and she is too frightened to cross the river by herself. So one of the monks walks over to her and says, "May I help you?" And then he picks her up, and with the strength that he carries her, with his legs because he's used to walking the mountains and the valleys. He picks her up and he carries her across the river and sets her down by her child and then returns to join the other monk, and they continue to walk up the river in silence again. But about 2 hours later, the second monk eventually says to the first monk, "I can't believe you spoke to that woman and carried her across the river. I need everyone to put their phones on mute, please." And so he said, "I can't believe that you carried that woman. And there is so much that we can learn from this." The first monk simply looks at his companion and says, "I put her down 2 hours ago and you're still carrying her." You get that? The first monk is so concerned about what the other monk did. And then the monk that carried the woman, that wasn't supposed to touch a woman, that wasn't supposed to speak to a woman, he says, "Listen, I put her down 2 hours ago and you're still carrying her." There is so much that we can learn from this story and how we can, how we often carry our problems around us long after we should just let it go and put it down. If we're honest, we are all guilty of living in the past and focusing on what happened yesterday instead of living in the present and enjoying the moment that God has given us. So today, I want to encourage you to try to think of what you are still carrying around that really isn't happening anymore. What are you still carrying that you need to release? Think about it, write it down, and deal with it. I often say that God cannot heal what you conceal. Deal with it. Again, write it down. Pray over it. Talk to God about it and release it. And my question to you on today is, what are you still hanging on to that isn't in your present moment? Release it. It could be anger from an argument that you had on yesterday or maybe even this morning. You could still be hurting over a broken relationship, or it could be the pain that you are still feeling over the loss of a loved one. Learn to put it down, release it, and let it go. Let it go. Only when you have put down what you are still carrying around will you have your hands and your heart and your mind free to pick up what's new. Once you put down what's old, then you'll be able to pick up what's new, what God has waiting for you. There is so much that God has waiting for you, but you've got to put and take down and release the old things. And sometimes you have to learn to let go of the old to make room for the new things that are waiting to come into your life. Try learning to let go today. Start living in the present and see how your life changes for tomorrow. This is the word of inspiration for you today. I pray that it was an encouragement. I pray that it has empowered you. I pray that it has freed you. And I pray that it has encouraged you to release it. At this time, let us transition into our intercessory prayer. Thank you, Father. We thank you. And as we begin to transition, I just want to encourage everyone to think about how thankful you are to God, and that and how he is a God of love, and how he is a God of restoration, how he is the God that provides. Just think about how he has proven himself to you day in and day out to be worthy of all the glory and all the honor. Think about what you need to release and write it down and give it to him. Let us go into prayer. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, once again, God, we come together with a heart of thanksgiving. God, with our mouths even filled with praises unto you as your children, and we give you reverence. We honor you. We thank you. We love you, God, for all that you have done. We thank you for allowing us to even see this day that you've made and you saw fit for us to be a part of. God, we don't take it for granted, and we say thank you on today. We thank you because you always show yourself merciful and kind and forgiving, and we are grateful for all that you continue to do. We thank you for keeping us. We thank you for keeping our minds. We thank you for keeping our hearts. We thank you for restoring us. We thank you for renewing our spirits. We thank you, oh God, for giving us vision. We just thank you because you do all things well. Now, Father God, I come before you in the spirit of intercession. But before I do that, Father, forgive us for any sins. If there's anything that we have said, that anything that we have done, anything that we have lacked a doing that you've called us to do, we ask God in the name of Jesus that you forgive us, Father. Forgive us for the things that we have not done that we should have done. Forgive us and wash us and make us clean in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, I come before you, O God, interceding, O God, for your sons and daughters, O God, who are listening and who are a part of this call. Father, I come before you in the spirit of intercession. Father, help your sons and your daughters to release whatever is binding them up from receiving your fullness of love, from receiving the fullness of your grace and your compassion because they're so focused on their past. Father, I pray that everything that has held them back, God, whether spiritually, I pray that it will be released from them today. God, I pray that they will release, God, their past, God, whether it's failures, whether it's past hurts, whether it's bitterness. God, it is my prayer that they will even release, oh God, whatever missed opportunities, God. Lord, help them to embrace your grace and your power, God, in the name of Jesus. Remind them that your grace, God, is always sufficient and that your power, not their power, is made perfect in their weakness and that they boldly move forward into what you've called them to do. God, as they boldly move forward into all the blessings that you have for them. God, this is my prayer for them in the name of Jesus. Father, there are some, oh God, who may need healing, oh God, from dark places, oh God, that they've been residing in. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will heal whatever dark places that may be inside of them on today so that your light, God, may enter and outshine any darkness, God, that may reside in them, God, in the name of Jesus, because when your light enter, no darkness can reside. So, Father, I pray as they open up their hearts to receive and to receive your healing, as they open up their minds to release what you need for them to release, I pray that your light will outshine every darkness, every dark spot within their heart, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, just as we read about Paul and how you helped him to focus on the present and his future in you. God, if he had not switched his focus and believed, oh God, we would not have the books in the Bible that he wrote, God, and many of us would not be saved, oh God, and would not even know how to walk. So Father, I pray that even as Paul released, God, I pray that we can release as well, because I believe there are things that you have within your sons and daughters that you have within them that needs to be released through them, God, but they have to release certain things. So Father, even as they release, I pray that you will release, oh God, whatever anointing, whatever gifts that may be in them that need to be manifested, Father. This is my prayer in the name of Jesus. God, help them to release it so that they can be a blessing to someone else, God. Because as we release, God, we are then open to receive from you. And when we are open to receive from you, we can then in return be a blessing to someone else. This is my prayer, oh God, on today. Help us all to grow in you. Help us, oh God, to be all that you want us to be. Touch the one who's ready to even give up, oh God, who's ready to give up in their marriage or in their relationships, oh God. I pray, oh God, that you will strengthen them, oh God, and help them to release the pain and the frustration and give them healing, God, within their spirit, within their relationship, within their minds, God. Touch, oh God, that family that's on the verge of breaking up, oh God. I pray that you restore unto them what the canker worm has eaten, God. I pray that you will will restore as they release, oh God, and trust you, oh God, because once again, we know, oh God, there's nothing too hard for you, Father. We thank you. Touch that person, God, who continues to cry those silent tears. That's not talking about what's happening, but the crying before you. I pray, God, that you will heal, that you will touch, and that you will deliver, that you will uplift them right now in the name of Jesus, Father. I pray, oh God, that you will be the comforter. I pray that you will be the healer. Embrace them, God. Strengthen them. Encourage them to look up and live, God. Father, this is my prayer on today, because there is so much that we have that we can look up and live for. Father, we can look up and live because you've been good. We can look up and live because you've been kind. We can look up and live because you've been our provider. We can look up and live because you've been our way maker. We can look up and live because you've been the very one that has turned things around. Once we release it, God, let them realize that they can look up and live and look unto you, the author and the finisher of their faith. Father, I pray right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I pray, God, as they release, oh God, that they will receive greater, Father, greater love. As they release, oh God, they will see, receive greater peace and greater anointing and greater joy and greater wisdom and a greater spiritual walk, God, as they release the things that they need to release, God, in spite of what man says, in spite of what man believes. I pray for greater in their lives right now as they release in the name of Jesus. Father, this is my intercessory prayer on today. Father, you become greater in each of our lives as we become less. Yes, God, you become greater as we become less. God, we yield to your will and we yield to your way, Father, in the name of Jesus. Greater because eyes have not seen, and greater because ears have not heard, Father. Ears have not heard, oh God, the great things that you have in store for your children. God, we have great expectations, oh God. We sit with anticipation, Father. We stand in great anticipation with our hands and our hearts and our minds open to receive what you have in store for us as we release what you've called us to release. And God, even as those who are listening and those who have received the word, as they meditate, oh God, over the weekend or over the time, oh God, of what they need to release, I pray, oh God, that you will speak to them, that you will direct them, and that you will heal them, and that you restore them, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. I pray, oh God, for those who are lost, who do not know you and the pardon of their sins. I pray, oh God, that they will get to know you, that you will even use us, oh God, to be who you've called us to be, ambassadors for Christ, to speak of your goodness, to testify of who you are. Use us, God, to lead someone to Christ. Use us, oh God, to encourage someone. We do not want to be that individual that will discourage someone to come into Christ, but we want to be that individual that will encourage, God. God, this is my prayer in the name of Jesus, that the unsaved will get saved, that the unsaved, those who are lost, will be found, oh God, in the name of Jesus. What must we do to be saved? That is my prayer, that someone will cry out and that we will be there to be able to answer that cry and to share the gospel with them. This is my prayer. I pray for those, oh God, who are afflicted in their bodies. I pray that you will touch their bodies. Father, I pray for those who are dealing with Alzheimer's. I pray for those who are dealing with dementia. I pray for those who are dealing with cancer. I pray for those whose body is afflicted with different infirmities. Father, I pray that you will touch, that you will heal, and that you will set them free and deliver them, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I even pray for the caregivers. I pray that you will strengthen them, God, in the name of Jesus. God, they have so much on them. But God, we know, oh God, there is nothing too hard for you if they cast their cares upon you, and that you will strengthen them. I pray that you will strengthen them, that you will give them what they need, oh God, to continue to do what they're doing for their loved ones, oh God, reminding them, oh God, that it's not in vain. Father, we thank you. Once again, as always, we thank you for our company. We thank you for Pierce Insurance. We thank you for their mind. We thank you for their desire, oh God, to put you first, oh God, even on Fridays when we come together and we have a word of inspiration for the past couple of years, when we have a word of prayer for the past couple of years. God, we do not want to take this for granted. We thank you for their desire, oh God, to put you first when it comes to their business and to their lives. May you, oh God, always be glorified. May you, oh God, always be magnified in Pierce Insurance. May you, oh God, use every one of us, oh God, every employee to be what you want us to be, even when we're before people presenting, even when we're before people talking. May they always feel the love of you, oh God. May they feel the compassion of you, oh God. May we show your love, oh God, and your grace, God, even when we open up our mouths talking to customers. May it be, may our words be seasoned with grace, oh God. May we be, may we be wise, and may we show love and kindness, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father, even with the challenges that we may have with different companies, God, I pray that you will give us wisdom and how to deal with different companies and how to handle them, oh God, with grace, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you and we praise you. We honor you, oh God, and we ask that you will direct our path and that you will be with us and allow us to come together once again next week as we join together as a family. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Amen.